27, more on the West Sussex family fighting deportation by the Home Office now.
The whole situation is just too much. Just making it so complicated for me to live in here.
Well, that's Colleen Wilson, who's from Papua New Guinea, but has been spending the last 3 years here caring for her 97-year-old mother-in-law, Helen, who's in West Chiltington. And now the Home Office has told her that she has to return to Papua New Guinea to actually apply for a permanent residency. That process takes months, and she's very worried that she might be rejected.
It was awful. It was awful. And so this time, the second time when they did, I thought, what's going to happen to me? Am I going to be thrown into the prison? Are they going to fly me back? What's going to happen now? What's going to happen to my mother-in-law? So the whole thing is just so very, very frustrating. And it makes me feel like, did I break the law? But no, I haven't. It makes me feel like a prison in here. And this thing has been hanging over my shoulder for quite a while now. And it's just very, very frustrating, to be honest. It's just awful.
They are worried about the fact that she is the main carer for her mother-in-law, Helen Wilson. We spoke to Helen as well. She's obviously worried too.
She's very, very good, and she helps me, you know, and I'm in bed all day long. And she's very good to me. She's marvellous company as well. I don't know what I'd do without her.
Right, OK, well, let's talk to Bryony Rest, who's an immigration lawyer with David Gray Solicitors. Hello,
Bryony.
Morning, thanks for coming on. Explain this to me. I thought because she was married to a British chap that this wouldn't be a problem.
No, unfortunately, the immigration rules are quite clear, and they require someone who wants to settle in the UK permanently to apply for a visa for that purpose before they come to the UK. So my understanding is that Colleen came as a visitor, which is a temporary visa. So the rules do require, in these circumstances, that people should leave, apply for the visa, and come back in again.
Why do people have to leave? I mean, it does seem a little bit odd. I mean, she's on a temporary visa at the moment. Couldn't someone do the paperwork while she's here so she doesn't have to leave the country?
Well, I can see your logic, but unfortunately that's what the rules say needs to be done. There are some exceptions, though. You can apply exceptionally to switch from a temporary visa in country to a permanent visa if you can show that there are what they call insurmountable obstacles, because you perhaps have a British child or partner here that couldn't relocate elsewhere. The problem is that it's Colleen's mother-in-law that is causing it needs her here, and rather than her husband specifically, because of her mother-in-law's care needs, and that doesn't come into the exceptions necessarily, although it should be considered by the Home Office. I don't think, I haven't seen any decisions, so I'm not clear on what basis they've decided it doesn't fit an exception, because it does seem fairly compassionate and compelling to me.
Yes, I think the thing is she probably hasn't made that application yet. She's just got her latest temporary one. She's been going over to France to get that, and what they're saying now, well, there's enough, it is enough. You can't be temporary forever, you know.
No, and that is true, because the purpose of a visitor's visa is to visit the UK, is not to stay here to live, and effectively Colleen is living here now. So I think my suggestion would be that she makes an application based under the exceptions and says, look, there are exceptional reasons why I can't go back to apply for the visa, or she may have to decide to go back and apply for the visa, and alternative care arrangements will have to be put in place by the family in the meantime. I can see it will cause some great hardship and distress.
Yes, and I suppose if you do go through the process at home, that's going to take a while, you know, in Sierra Leone.
It can do. I clearly mentioned 1 month. I mean, different countries have different processing times, depending on how busy they are. I haven't looked at ones for Papua New Guinea, but it probably would take a number of weeks.
Yeah.
And also, I'm not aware what Colleen's financial circumstances are, so whether she'd actually meet the requirements. But there is an option to make an application in-country relying on these exceptions, and I think it would definitely be worth clearly making that application.
Doing that one first. Thank you very much indeed. That's really useful. Bryony Rest from David Gray Solicitors.